Now, during the 3 years or so that this programme's been running at various times of the day, I've met some very unusual characters and been to some weird and wonderful places, but none more so than my visit to Hoddesdon during the week.
Well, I'm sitting here surrounded by a stuffed brown bear. Let's have a look round. A couple of peacocks, an alligator and a suit of armour. And this is just the office. I'm at Keighley Hire, which is in Hoddesdon in Hertfordshire. And Lee Philippek is with me. Hello, Lee.
Hello there.
Now, if you happen to be a prop person in a show that's coming up and you need, not necessarily weird and wonderful like the things I've just mentioned, but something reasonably ordinary, but something you can't get hold of, something you may have gone out of fashion, this is the place to come, I think. Lee, I have never seen such a collection of stuff, but then this company's been going for a long time, hasn't it?
It has indeed. It dates back to the early 1800s, making barrows. But the film and television side of things actually began in the 60s, and the company started hiring out props to films such as Half a Sixpence and Oliver, up until present day now, where we've just been working on Ridley Scott's Robin Hood and Guy Ritchie's Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Somebody had the forethought way back in the 60s to start collecting and saving the stuff that the rest of us might well have thrown in our bins, didn't they?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, there's such a vast collection of items here, ranging from tables to horse and carts, and obviously there's an industry out there that needs to hire these things.
That's right. You've got a huge warehouse, and how you categorise this stuff, I don't know, but I have noticed you've got one room full of pewter mugs. How many you've got? You must have 200 or 300 of those, which are obviously needed in costume dramas and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, the sky's the limit as far as where the props actually go to, whether this be theatre. I mean, we even hire to the armed forces, corporate dues, film, television, commercials. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I think wandering around the building today, you have the Doctor Who team having a look at some props, haven't you?
We do indeed. They're working on an episode for the new series. Mm. So there may be a Dalek or two going around.
Yeah, you've got a few props rather like that. In fact, you have got a Dalek, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the main nature of the business is sort of period dramas, but we have started to expand in recent years with Daleks and various other items that would work in corporate parties, etc., and Halloween events and what have you.
You've got a huge selection of bicycles downstairs of all periods. So I imagine that they're in and out like that wildfire, from Miss Marple's for the early ones, and then, you know, any street scene is going to need a boy on a bike, isn't it, almost?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we do, you know, period bicycles ranging from the 20s to wartime to modern-day mountain bikes, which are tested here and then hired out to the productions.
Do you do furniture as well?
We do, mainly sort of tables and chairs, again, dating back period-wise. But yes, there's a lot of furniture here, big dressers and wardrobes.
Yeah. Now, we're not that far from Hatfield, which, of course, has been used a couple of times by the Spielberg Company. I presume you were involved there as well, were you?
We were indeed. Spielberg and his crew came over, I think it was probably a good 10 years ago now, for Saving Private Ryan, and then a few years later for the TV series Band of Brothers. And obviously we were very heavily involved in the props there, which was a wonderful series to work on.
Yeah. Now, I don't want people to think that you only deal with the huge film companies, because you're just as happy for a prop person from a local show to ask you if you've got this or that or a list of props, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, say we work with local schools and obviously amateur dramatics and professional theatre. We do pantomimes. Last Christmas we did a lot of work for Milton Keynes Theatre, which was for the Henry Winkler panto. Mm. And this year we've been involved in Thriller, which is in the West End, and you know, lots of other productions.
Yeah. Now, this the warehouse itself is as big as a theatre. I mean, it is absolutely huge and completely packed, and we couldn't even begin to list half of the stuff that you do here. But do you ever have to make props? Most of this is genuine stuff that has been collected, and but do you ever have to turn around and make or adapt props here?
Yes, we do. I mean, the majority of the items in the warehouse have been built here. The other items have been acquired from film sets. So, yes, we do repair and build hand carts and other props.
Most of your stuff goes out to film sets or television sets, that sort of thing. But, in fact, not for the first time, you've had some filming done within these premises, which sounds a bit unusual.
Absolutely. We had the set decorator here from the film Stardust a couple of years ago, and rather than hire the props and take them over to Pinewood, he decided that he wanted to dress a section of our warehouse. And we agreed to that, and there was a few days filming where we had Robert De Niro here and Michelle Pfeiffer, Ricky Gervais, and a crew of about 100 people in our car park. It was certainly an experience.
And as we walked past the cycles and the other props downstairs, there was a penny farthing, and you were telling me that's the one that Will Young used in his video for one of his songs.
Yep, as I say, you know, amongst all our customers, we even have people like Will Young who called us up and wanted to hire the penny farthing for a video shoot, a few years ago,
yeah.
and came here and collected it himself.
Right. So, if you happen to be doing a production where you need a suit of armour or a life-size skeleton or a stuffed brown bear or even a slightly oversized nodding dog, I can see behind me here, this is the place to come. How can people contact you?
The best way to contact us and to at least view our catalogue is our online website, which is www.keeleyhire.co.uk, where you'll see our extensive range of props.
I can't imagine a prop that's not here. I said to you, I haven't seen a guillotine, but I bet you've got one. And you straight away said, well, actually, we've got two.
We have indeed. 14-foot-size guillotines with real working blades. So you have to be very careful indeed.
Absolutely. Oh, it's fascinating stuff. Thank you very much indeed. Hopefully this is a great help to people who are about to start their season of amateur and professional shows in the area. Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you ever so much. It's been lovely speaking to you.